Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner, one of WLRH's longest-running shows and greatest traditions. Here we feature poetry and prose submitted by talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths. This feature of Huntsville Public Radio is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, whose mission is to keep the fine art of storytelling alive and well among the school kids of North Alabama. Today, longtime Sundial contributor Alex Moore finds an old treasure in his shed and brings it back to life.
I was cleaning out my shed the other day. Most of it was family estate items. A good portion of that was stuff from my childhood closet. It was springtime, and the Atlanta Braves were on the radio. I plundered through old boxes that had been moved many times but rarely opened. At some point, water had gotten to some of the boxes. I wondered about my old baseball glove and began to dig deeper. Sure enough, I found it. Hardly recognizable under a solid coating of white, dusty mold and stiff as a piece of cardboard, it still had a dirty and well-scuffed baseball tucked firmly in its crusty pocket. Memories flooded back. Could the glove be salvaged? I went through another box and found an old yellowed bottle of Neat's Foot Oil, Dad's mystery miracle oil he used on just about anything from machinery to dry skin, but he used it particularly as a leather conditioner. Dad never explained to me what a neat was, much less a neat's foot, so I Googled it. Turns out Neat's Foot Oil is a yellow oil rendered and purified from the shin bones and feet, but not the hooves, of cattle. Neat comes from the old English word for cattle. Go figure. I got out an old rag and began to massage the oil into my 57-year-old glove. The smell of the oil itself brought back memories of Little League. It was my annual ritual to oil the glove every spring, insert a baseball into its pocket, then put the glove under my pillow to shape it just right for shagging fly balls. The golden brown color of the glove began to come back. The leather laces used to hold the glove together became more supple. Even the loose lace I chewed on as an outfielder, inning after inning, partly out of boredom and partly out of nervous energy, waiting on the next fly ball to come my way. Now I know where the sweet, juicy taste of that leather came from, the foot of a neat. After a while, the leather of the glove softened enough to crack it open, and I was able to retrieve the ball embedded there oh so many years ago. I gave the ball a wipe down. It was salvageable. Then I poured half the bottle of Neat's Foot into each of the fingers of the glove and stuffed them with oiled rags. The glove was coming back to life. I propped it up on the bottle of Neat's Foot Oil, fingers down, and let it soak a while. In my world, then and now, springtime is about daffodils and baseball, Little League memories, riding my bike to practice with my glove draped over the handlebars, the smell of fresh-cut wild onions in the outfield, the sweet, juicy taste of a conditioned leather glove lace, and baseball cards clipped to bike spokes. They are memories held for a lifetime, occasionally relived by the seasonal cleaning of a closet.
Sundial contributor Alex Moore is a retired special agent with the U.S. Diplomatic Security Service. After serving in assignments as far-flung as Australia, Lebanon, Haiti, and Sri Lanka, he now enjoys relaxing on his property near the river in Langston, Alabama. Alex has written a novel called Boundary Hunter that closely follows his experiences in counterterrorism and counterintelligence. You can hear Alex's story again by visiting WLRH.org. It lives there in the archives with all the past Sundial stories and poems. You'll be able to hear a brand new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9 here on Huntsville Public Radio. The Sundial Writers' Corner is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, happening in downtown Athens, October 23rd through 25th. Tickets and information are available at athensstorytellingfestival.com.